Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here with you again this afternoon during this Advent season. And as I mentioned earlier, my wife Elsie is here with me also today. Our scripture text this afternoon is one that is typically read during the Advent or Christmas season. It also has to do with the idea that the Bible is a story about God creating a people for Himself. Please stand for the reading of God's Word and turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, starting with verse 31.
弟兄姊妹请起立，我们把圣经翻到耶利米书31章，我们将从31节读到31节来读，34节读上这个话。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord.
我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，这是耶和华说的。这约不像我拉着他们的祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。For
this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. They shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
我与以色列家所立的约是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里边，写在他们心上，我要做他们的上帝，他们要做我的子民，这是耶和华说的。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和弟兄说：“你该认识耶和华。”因为他们从小到大的都必认识我，我要赦免他们的罪孽。
So when's the reading of God's Word? Please be seated. Now this prophecy from Jeremiah talks about God making a new covenant with His people because they had broken the previous covenant that God had made with them through their idolatry.
耶利米的这段预言谈到，上帝要与他的子民立一个新约，因为他们因着拜偶像而违背了上帝先前与他们所立的约。In
my last sermon, we went over the rebellion at Kadesh Barnea, and the children of Israel's surprising rebellion against God, even though He had been so good to them. I also gave you a glimpse of the future. The continued failure of the children of Israel and their eventual exile from the promised land.
在我上一次的讲道中，我们回顾了加比斯巴尼亚的悖逆事件。我们看到以色列民在上帝如此恩待他们的情况下，仍然令人震惊地背叛了上帝。我也让大家看见了，稍微看见了将来的情形。 以色列民持续不断的悖逆失败，与之他们最终的被掳
Jeremiah's prophecy, however, gives hope. It sees the creation of a new covenant and a new day in which something different is present. In this vision of the future, the people that God gathers together do not behave the way they did in the past. Instead, the law is written on their hearts, and all the people know God. They behave the way God's people were meant to behave.
然而，耶利米的预言带来了盼望。他预示着一个新的约的建立，一个崭新时代的到来。那在那时代，将有一些全然不同的事情的发生。正因未来的，在这未来的意象中，上帝所招聚的百姓，不再像他们过去所行的那样。相反，上帝的律法将坐在他们的心板上。
The big question then is, what will create this difference? What is going to happen different from all that has happened before to make this change?
那么问题的关键是, 究竟是什么造成了这样的差异? 将会发生什么样与以往截然不同的事情，才能促成这样的改变呢？
The passage does not answer how all this comes about, but the rest of the scriptures do.
这段经文并没有说明这一切是如何实践的，但圣经其余的经文给出了我们答案。
Let's go back in history. Despite their rebellion, God brings the children of Israel into the promised land as he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And during the reigns of Kings David and Solomon, God's promises regarding the land of Canaan come to their fullest fruition.
他对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立约的应许，他把以色列民带进应许之地，在大卫和所罗门统治时期，上帝关于迦南地的应许达到了最完全的实现。But
at the death of Solomon, the Israelite kingdom splits into two, a northern kingdom called Israel and a southern kingdom called Judah.
但所罗门去世后， 以色列王国分裂为二，北国称为以色列，南国称为犹大。The
northern kingdom quickly sins against God with rampant idolatry, and its kings do not check it. In 722 BC, the Assyrians conquer the northern kingdom and carry the people away.
北国很快的就陷入了严重的偶像敬拜，得罪上帝，而他们的君王有没有制止？ 公元前722年，亚述人征服了北国，将百姓掳去。It
is during this time of the Assyrian threat that the prophet Isaiah ministers. He helps encourage the people of Judah even as the Assyrian threat comes right up to the walls of Jerusalem.
正如亚述的威胁笼罩的时期，先知以赛亚开始他的侍奉。
Now God had called Isaiah to prophesy in a dark period when the people of Judah would not listen to his words and be healed by God. Nonetheless, God gives Isaiah visions of a wonderful future that would come through a great future king, a son of David. But this future king would also have to suffer for God's people.
But
大卫的功臣来成就。然而，这位未来的君王也必须为上帝的子民承受患难。
Meanwhile, the southern kingdom of Judah remained faithful to God for a long time and had some good kings who attacked the growing idolatry of the people. But even then, the people became too faithless and God turned them over to the Babylonians.
与此同时，南国犹大保持了相对较长一段时间对上帝的忠心，也出现一些好的君王惩治百姓日益增长的偶像敬拜。即便如此，百姓变得越来越不忠诚，上帝最终将他们交给了巴比伦人。
Now was at the end of this period that the prophet Jeremiah ministered. Essentially, Jeremiah told the people that God was going to judge them, and there was no use fighting it. Instead, Jeremiah urged the people to change their hearts, submit to God, and make the most of the exile experience.
就在这个时期即将结束时，先知耶利米开始侍奉。耶利米基本上告诉百姓，神将要审判他们，反抗是徒劳的。相反，耶利米督促百姓改变心志，顺服上帝，在被掳流亡中经历上帝。
Like Isaiah, it was in the midst of this darkness that God gave Jeremiah this vision of a new covenant and a people with different hearts who would know God. But as I said, the passage does not say how this is to come about.
像以赛亚一样，正是在这个黑暗时期，上帝赐予耶利米关于新约的意象，并有一群心意更新认识上帝的子民。但正如我所说的，这段经文并未说明这一切将如何来成就。
The next major prophet, Ezekiel, does give some insight into how this remarkable change in the people that God gathers to himself is going to come about.
紧接着，另外一位重要的先知以西结给了我们一些揭示，上帝是如何使他所聚集的子民发生这些惊人的改变。
Ezekiel prophesied while in Babylon. God gave him many amazing and bizarre visions. But one day, God took Ezekiel out to an old battlefield that was littered with the dry bones of dead soldiers.
以西结在巴比伦流亡期间做先知，上帝赐予他许多奇异的异象。但有一天，上帝把以西结带到一个古战场，那里遍满了死去士兵的骨。
And God told Ezekiel to prophesy over the dry bones, and that the Lord would cause the bones and sinews to come together, and cause breath to come into them, and they would live. Ezekiel made that prophecy, and the dry bones came together, had life, and made a great army.
上帝吩咐以西结向枯干的骸骨发预言，说耶和华必使骸骨的筋连接起来，并使气息进入到他们里面，使他们复活。以西结照着预言去做，枯骨果然连接起来，有了生命，变成了一支强大的军队。
But what was the point of this strange event? God explained it to the prophet Ezekiel by telling him that God would one day bring his people to life again and put his spirit within them.
这一奇异的异象究竟是什么意义呢？上帝向以西结解释说，终有一天，上帝将使他的子民复活，并将他的灵放在他们里面。
But how was that supposed to happen?
但这又是如何实现的呢？
Let us turn to the last Old Testament prophet, John the Baptist, for he has something surprising to tell us.
让我们转向旧约的最后一位先知，施洗约翰。他同样要给我们带来一个 带来惊人的启示。
As you know, John preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Recognition of our sin and sinful state is key to being forgiven by God.
众所周知，施洗约翰传讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。认识到并承认我们的罪和罪的状态，是获得上帝赦免罪的关键。
And when Jesus appeared to John at the River Jordan, John told the crowd to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And John continued, This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.
当耶稣在约旦河边出现在施洗约翰面前时，约翰对众人说，看哪，神的羔羊。除去世人罪孽的，约翰接着喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。”
Now John had been telling the people that he was not the Messiah. There was someone coming after him who was more important. Notice carefully what John said and how he contrasted his ministry.With the one who was coming after him.
约翰一直在告诉人们，他不是弥赛亚，在他之后会有一位比他更重要的人将要到来。请仔细注意施洗约翰所说的话，以及他是如何将自己的事工和在他之后将要到来的那位的事工进行比较的。
Now John said.I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I am, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰在马太福音三章十一节说，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大。我就是给他提鞋都不配，他要用圣灵和火给你们施洗。
Now we tend to emphasize the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world part of Jesus' work on earth. But Jesus distinctly emphasizes how important it is that we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们通常强调耶稣在世上的事工是除掉世人罪孽的上帝的羔羊，但耶稣却明确地强调接受圣灵的重要性。
On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus told his disciples that he was going away. They were very sad, but Jesus told them not to be. Jesus said it was for their good then that he was going to go away. Why?
在耶稣被出卖的那一夜。他告诉门徒他即将离去，门徒们非常的难过，但耶稣告诉他们不要忧伤。耶稣说他离去是为了他们的益处，为什么呢？
Jesus said, Very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.By advocate, Jesus meant the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，宝贵师就不会到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。耶稣说的宝贵师就是指圣灵。
And just before the risen Jesus ascended into heaven,He gave his apostles this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
就在耶稣复活升天之前，他在使徒行传一章四到五节吩咐使徒这样的命令。不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的， 就是你们所听见我所说过的，施洗约翰用水施洗，过不多几日，过不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
A few days later, on the day of Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples, and they started proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah in a way that each person could understand in their mother tongue. This was a reversal of God's curse on humanity at the Tower of Babel, and it was a miracle.
几天后，在五旬节那天，圣灵恩赐降临，倾注在门徒身上。他们开始用各族人能够明白的方言宣讲耶稣是弥赛亚。这扭转了上帝在巴别塔对人类降下混乱语言的咒诅。这是一个神迹。
The Apostle Peter explains this miracle by referencing the vision of another Old Testament prophet, Joel, who said, In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams.
使徒彼得引用旧约先知约珥的预言来解释这个神迹，说神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异梦，老年人要做异梦。
Peter went on to explain how Jesus, whom the people had crucified, was proven to be God and the Messiah through his resurrection from the dead.
使徒彼得继续说，那被众人钉死十字架上的耶稣，正是借着他从死里复活，证明他是神和弥赛亚。
And when the people were cut to the heart, realizing what they had done, they asked the apostle what they should do. And Peter responded this way, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传二章三十七到三十八节说，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，将你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Earlier I asked, what was going to be different to create the future reality that Jeremiah saw? The answer is that the something different is that everyone who repents and believes in Jesus as the Messiah receives the gift of the Holy Spirit.
之前我们问过，要创造耶利米所预见的那个未来的现实，到底需要怎样的改变呢？答案就是改变，就是指所有悔改并相信耶稣基督是弥赛亚的人都会领受圣灵的恩赐。
So how does the fact that each believer receives the gift of the Holy Spirit change things?
那么每个信徒确实领受了圣灵的恩赐后，这会带来怎样生命的改变呢？
There are a number of ways, but here are three important ones.
有很多的方面，但以下三个方面最为重要。
One, each believer knows that they have the Holy Spirit, and that changes their psychology.
第一，每位真正的信徒都深知自己拥有圣灵，这会改变他们的生命状态。
Two, the Holy Spirit is actively working in the believers' lives to sanctify them.
第二，圣灵在信徒的生命中积极的工作，使他们成为圣洁。
And three, the Holy Spirit gives them a sense of union with God and with God's people.
第三，圣灵使他们能够感受到他们与上帝和上帝子民的合一联合。
Let's look at the first one, knowing you have the Holy Spirit.
让我们先来看第一点，认识你拥有圣灵。
Scripture makes this point in many ways. The most well-known comes from the Apostle Paul's teaching in the first half of the eighth chapter of his letter to the Romans.
圣经在多种在多个方式阐明了这一点。最广为人知的就是罗马书这个八章的前半部分的教导。
Now there, Paul teaches us a number of things about the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this is one of the most important.
Paul 在那里教导我们关于圣灵作用在我们生命中的诸多的真理，但其中最重要的一点是，
he says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again." Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
八章十四节往下，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不再是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Paul is saying that the Holy Spirit gives us a sense that we are God's children, and we want God, like a child wants his father and cries out to him with no fear, but rather with love and quiet trust.
保罗说。圣灵使我们感知自己就是上帝的儿女，我们渴慕上帝，如同孩子渴慕父亲。我们向天父呼求的时候，就毫无畏惧，而唯有爱和安稳的信靠。
Now I believe that the apostle was very convinced that the Holy Spirit testifies to each Christian that he is alive in the believer's life. But Paul uses this reality as the foundation of his argument with the Galatians when they were being tempted to return to ritual legalism to ensure their salvation.
我深信使徒保罗确信圣灵在每位基督徒心中做见证，基督就活在信徒的生命中。当加拉太人诱惑试图回归宗教理由的宗教礼仪的这个律法主义来确保他们的救恩时，使徒保罗正是以圣灵在信徒心中做见证这个根基和他们展开辩论的。
Now Paul asked the Galatians, I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by works of the law or by believing what you heard?
保罗问加拉太人，我只问你们这一件，你们领受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
Now the answer to Paul's question is that the Galatians received the Holy Spirit by believing the gospel Paul had preached to them.
保罗问题的答案是，加拉太人因相信保罗所传给他们的福音而领受了圣灵。
But this argument only works if the Galatians had a strong, powerful sense that they had the Holy Spirit in their hearts.
But 这种论证只有在加拉太人强烈真切地感受到圣灵住在他们的心中的时候才会成立。
Now for me, the reality of this Holy Spirit in my life goes back to a statement that John records in his Gospel.
对我来说，圣灵在我生命中的真实存在，可以追溯到约翰在福音书中记载的一句话。约翰转述了耶稣这句话，是这样说的。
John recounts this saying of Jesus. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from them. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣说这话，是指着信他的人要受洗、要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now before I became a Christian, I felt like I had a huge empty hole in my heart. Since I believed in Jesus, and that was 54 years ago, I feel like I have a gushing river of joy and life welling up in my heart. And I attribute that sense of joy and life to the Holy Spirit.
在我成为基督徒之前，我总觉得心里有一个巨大的空洞。自从我信了耶稣，那是54年前的事儿，我感受到了喜乐和生命在我心中如涌动的河流。我把这种喜乐和生命归功于圣灵的工作。
So the teaching here is that every true believer in Christ has the Holy Spirit in his heart, and it gives them joy and hope.
这里教导的是每一个真正信靠耶稣基督的人，心里都有圣灵，圣灵赐给他们喜乐和盼望。
But this also means that grieving the Holy Spirit becomes painful to the believer. We sense that when we sin. There is no sadder cry in all of Scripture than when David is repenting of his sin and he pleads with God not to take the Holy Spirit from him.
但这也同时意味着让圣灵担忧则会给信徒带来痛苦。当我们犯罪的时候，我们更能体会到这样的感受。在所有的圣经经文中，没有比大卫为自己的罪悔改并恳求上帝不要夺走他身上的圣灵 而发出的呼求更为悲伤了。
But let's move on to the Holy Spirit's work of sanctification in our lives. The Apostle Paul also teaches us about this.
现在让我们来谈谈圣灵在我们生命中成圣的工作。使徒保罗也教导了我们这方面的真理。
He says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires.But those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
他在罗马书八章的五节十三节说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。你们若顺从肉体的活着，必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Paul is teaching that the Holy Spirit is given to each of us to guide us into God's will and His righteousness. Even more, the Holy Spirit helps us to cleanse ourselves from the sin in our lives.
保罗教导说，圣灵赐予我们每个人，是为了引导我们遵行上帝的旨意，活出上帝的公义。更重要的是，圣灵帮助洁净我们生命中的罪。
Earlier I mentioned that Jesus said it was good that he was going away so that the Holy Spirit could come. But I did not say why Jesus said that would be good.
之前我提到耶稣说他离开是件好事，这样圣灵才能降临。但我没有解释耶稣为什么说这是好事。
Jesus said it was good because the Holy Spirit would convict us of sin and of righteousness. If you've ever been reading your Bible or listening to a sermon and have been convicted of sin in your life, you should be thankful for that, for it means the Holy Spirit is working in your life.
耶稣说这是好事，因为圣灵会使我们知罪，会使我们明白什么是公义。如果你在读经的时候，或者在听讲道的时候，曾被圣灵感动，意识到自己生命中的某些罪，你应该为此感恩，因为这意味着圣灵正在你的生命中在动工。
And you should not be afraid of being convicted of your sin. For we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus, who pleads for us. And as the Apostle John tells us elsewhere, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
You 不必惧怕因自己的罪而被定罪，因为我们的父，我们在父那里有一位代求者，就是耶稣，是我们的辩护者。正如使徒约翰在圣经中所说，我们若认自己的罪，上帝是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Now the Holy Spirit is instrumental in our lives, sanctifying us and making us more like Jesus. That is why one of our membership vows mentions the Holy Spirit's work in our lives.
圣灵在我们生命中扮演着至关重要的角色，它使我们成圣，使我们更像耶稣。正因如此，我们在入会的誓言中提到了圣灵在我们生命中的工作。
When we become a member of a church, we promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit to endeavor to live lives as become the followers of Christ.
当我们成为教会会员时，我们将承诺谦卑地依靠圣灵的恩典，努力地活出基督门徒应有的样式。
So we can see that the Holy Spirit working in our lives to sanctify us makes a difference.
因此我们可以看到，圣灵在我们生命中的工作，使我们成圣，确实会带来我们生命的改变。
Let us move on then to how the Holy Spirit creates a union between us and God and God's people.
接下来让我们探讨圣灵如何在我们与上帝和上帝的子民之间建立了合一。
In an earlier sermon, I mentioned the Corinthian church in the New Testament and how it had a number of issues. In some ways, they seemed a little bit like the Israelites in the desert in their behavior.
在之前的一次讲道中，我提到了新约圣经中的哥林多教会以及他们所面临的一些问题。从某些方面看，他们的行为举止很像在旷野中的以色列人。
But there's one key thing to notice. The Corinthian Christians had the Holy Spirit. And some of the miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit related to the apostolic age were operating in their congregation. The problem was that the Corinthians were abusing these miraculous gifts.
但有一点至关重要，哥林多教会的信徒他们拥有圣灵，圣灵在使徒时代所彰显的一切奇妙的属灵恩赐仍然在他们的教会中运行。问题在于哥林多人滥用了这些奇妙的属灵恩赐。
And to help bring in these abuses, the Apostle Paul highlights a key reason the Holy Spirit was given to them. In chapter 12 of his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells the Corinthians, there are different kinds of gift, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.
为了遏制这些滥用属灵恩赐的行为，使徒保罗强调，圣灵给予他们的关键原因，在哥林多前书十二章，保罗对哥林多人这样说，第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里运行一切的事。
And Paul explains that the different kinds of service are all necessary to help the church the body of Christ grow and serve the mission of God in the world. He uses the analogy of different parts of the body to show how we need these differences to collectively be what the people of God are supposed to be.
保罗解释说，各种不同的服事都是必要的，他们都有助于教会基督的身体成长，并完成上帝在世上的使命。他用身体的不同部位比喻来说明，我们需要这些差异，才能共同成就上帝子民应有的样式。
Paul explains it this way, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we are all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many.
保罗在十二节到十四节这样解释道，就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
This teaching is part of the basis for what theologians call the mystical union. The doctrine of the mystical union means that by faith in Christ, we are spiritually united with God. But that also means we are united with one another in the body of Christ.
那么这个教导成为神学家所称为的神秘联合的基础之一。神秘联合的教义意味着，我们记者信靠基督，在圣灵里与上帝联合，但这同时也意味着我们在基督的身体里彼此联合。
As Paul said, this Holy Spirit, who we metaphorically drink from, also forms us into the people of God.This being baptized by the Spirit gives us a true familiar connection with one another. And we call each other brother and sister.
正如保罗所说，比与我们同饮一位圣灵，也真实地将我们塑造成为上帝的子民，借着被圣灵的施洗，使我们彼此之间建立了真实的亲属关系。因此我们彼此称为弟兄和姊妹。
And we feel the kinship deep down, even though we are not related by blood. But we know that God is our Father, and that Jesus is our brother. And this knowledge and its realness in our lives creates a bond of unity that is different from what the rest of the world experiences.
尽管我们没有血缘关系，但我们内心深处却能够感受到这种亲情。我们知道上帝是我们的父，耶稣是我们的兄长。这种认知和其他在我们生命中的真实体现，缔造出与世俗截然不同的合一的纽带关系。
Now this spiritual connection across gender, ethnicity, and station in life is a miracle.It is also part of something different that the Holy Spirit creates.
这种跨越性别、种族和社会阶层的属灵连接是一个奇迹。它也是圣灵所创造的永恒生命的一部分。
Let me sum up.
让我们总结一下今天的讲道。
This wonderful future that Jeremiah saw.Is created after Jesus is risen and glorified, and God sends the Holy Spirit abroad into the hearts of us, believers. The Holy Spirit gives us a sense of joy in life, and a sense that we are God's children. The Holy Spirit also works in our lives to purge out sin and to sanctify us. And finally, the Holy Spirit binds us together with God and other believers.
你预先看见的这个美好的未来，是在耶稣复活得荣耀之后，上帝将圣灵浇灌在信徒的心中才得以实现的。圣灵赐给我们喜乐和生命，使我们确知自己是上帝的儿女。圣灵也在我们的生命中运行，洁净我们的罪，使我们成圣。圣灵将我们与上帝和众信徒紧密的连接，成为一个属灵的身体。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
O God, we cry out to you, Abba Father. We know in our hearts that you are our God and loving Father. We know this because you have sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
天父上帝，我们向你祈求阿爸天父，我们心中确信你是我们的上帝，是我们慈爱的天父。我们之所以确信，是因为你将圣灵赐在我们的心里。
Lord, forgive us for the times we have not paid attention to the leading of your Spirit and have sinned.
主啊，求你赦免我们，因我们曾忽略或没有顺从圣灵的引导而犯的罪。
Forgive us also when we have been angry or dismissive of our brothers and sisters in Christ, with whom you have united us together by that same Holy Spirit. Give us more power by your Holy Spirit to resist sin and temptation and to more fully love our Christian brothers and sisters.
也求你赦免我们，我们对你借着圣灵与我们联合在一起的在基督里的弟兄姊妹的尊重和轻慢。求你借着圣灵赐给我们更大的力量，使我们能够抵挡罪恶和诱惑，并更加完全地爱我们在主里的弟兄姊妹。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。